AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. There are new developments in the deadly shooting at a South Carolina church and new developments from Capitol Hill on President Obama's trade agenda. First to South Carolina, the man accused of killing nine people at Emmanuel AME Church in Charleston, Dylan Roof, was arrested about 200 miles away near Charlotte, North Carolina. The reaction from President Obama was of sadness and anger. The AP's Mark Smith is live at the White House.
Ed, the president said shootings like this are always heartbreaking, but this one was especially so for its setting, a place of worship, and a storied one with a role in the anti-slavery and civil rights movements. He said it had a sacred history, a sacred place in the history of Charleston and America. And speaking in the briefing room a short time ago, he said he's had to give voice to pain and sorrow like this too often. He says the fact is, once again, someone with evil intent was able to take lives because it's got its hands on a gun. Sooner or later, Obama said, America will have to come to grips with that failing. Ed?
That's the AP's Mark Smith live at the White House. Meantime, it took longer than he'd hoped, but the president got what he wanted from the House, fast-track trade authority. The AP's Jerry Bodlander is live on Capitol Hill.
Ed, this was a do-over after the trade agenda was scuttled last week. This time, the fast-track bill, which only lets Congress approve or reject any trade deals the president reaches, stood on its own, and it was approved 218 to 208. This is Ways and Means Committee Chairman Paul Ryan.
If we want to make more things here and sell them there, then we need to tear down those trade barriers that make American goods and services more expensive.
Most House Democrats voted no, warning it'll cost American workers their jobs. The measure now goes to the Senate, where it will need some Democratic help to win approval. Ed?
That's the AP's Jerry Bodlander live on Capitol Hill. Wall Street stocks are strongly higher today. The Dow is up 206 points. This is AP Radio News. The Supreme Court has ruled statements children make to teachers about possible abuse can be used as evidence, even if the child doesn't testify in court. It's expected to make it easier for prosecutors to convict people accused of domestic violence. Well, more than 240 people have been arrested around the country in a sweep by the Justice Department. Attorney General Loretta Lynch says doctors, nurses, and pharmacy owners are accused of bilking Medicare and Medicaid.
They billed for equipment that wasn't provided, for care that wasn't needed, and for services that were not rendered.
Combining all the cases, fraudulent billing allegedly totaled more than $700 million. The House has ignored a veto threat from the White House and voted to repeal a tax President Obama's health care law had imposed on medical equipment makers. Again on Wall Street, the Dow is up 208 points. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.